Welcome to our second SPG podcast of the academic year. Good morning, Dr. Cassilly here. I hope you're keeping well. As I speak, the girls are just heading off to the PGL Netball Residential. We wish them well and look forward to them returning with silverware, which is more than my beloved Aston Villa are doing at the moment. And so to our first section of pupil success. We were all in awe on Wednesday of the superb charity nominations presented to the whole school. Congratulations to Lucy in 7P for her presentation on Crohn's and Colitis Disease UK. Congratulations to Sam Weller from 12L on her presentation on Father Hudson's Caritas. Congratulations to Raphael in 8A and Emma in 7S for their presentation on Macmillan Cancer. Congratulations to Olivia in 7P for her presentation on the Healing Horse Sanctuary. And congratulations to Anjola in 8T for her presentation on the Mental Health Foundation. We will announce who has achieved the most votes on Monday, but they are all winners for showing such exceptional communication skills and actually such tremendous courage to stand up in front of over 1,000 people to share their passionate commitment to their charity. The girls were just great, and their oratory could teach many an MP a thing or two. So proud of you girls, as you should be of yourselves. And congratulations to Beatrice in 10A for winning the weekend quiz on Handel's Messiah, which was completed in 1741. It took only 24 days for Handel to write his masterpiece, which is still celebrated 284 years later. It just makes me think, if he can write this famous and beautiful oratorio in 24 days, what could we all do in this year ahead? Knowing that, as St. Paul tells us in Ephesians 2, that we are God's masterpiece. And so on to school events. We had our open evening last night, and wow, what an occasion. We have never had so many prospective pupils and families attend. It was packed out. And I want to say thank you so very much to parents for allowing their daughter to stay after school to be a guide or work with departments. They were absolutely exemplary and such fantastic ambassadors of our school. I'm also very grateful to Chloe, our head girl, and Sophia, our deputy head girl, for addressing the parents so wonderfully well. They were truly magnificent and the personification of all that is best in our school. It was a night to be so proud of our SPG family, and we're all grateful for your support. It was a long evening for the girls until after 8 p.m, and they so richly deserve their day in Drayton Manor, as do the staff. Thank you so much to members of our Chaplaincy Champions team for representing us so well at the Chaplaincy Commissioning Service at St. Chad's Cathedral yesterday. It was an honour to see our girls serving Mass with Bishop Tim and to see our SPG banner held high in the procession. It was a real privilege for our girls to attend and also to have the opportunity to meet with Bishop Tim. He was so inspirational and extremely encouraging of our girls. I ask you to keep him in your prayers, in his important leadership as bishop. Our art and textile students have had a wonderful first day and night in St. Ives. They got there yesterday and were sketching on the beach by the afternoon. They're being brilliant, and we look forward to seeing some superb work when they return on Sunday. Our Year 7 are settling in wonderfully well, as are our new Year 12. We have some great musicians from Year 7, and we thought it would be lovely to share the piano playing of Nicole in 7U as she performs Marriage d'Amour by Richard Clayderman. Congratulations to Nicole. If she is playing the piano at this standard in Year 7, my goodness, what is she going to do by the end of Year 13? Thank you so very, very much, Nicole, and very well done. And our third section now of forthcoming events. Next week is our week of European languages. I know it's only supposed to be for a day, but we're making a week of it because, as Charlemagne said, to have another language is to possess a second soul. In our global world, learning a modern foreign language has never been more important, with so many opportunities in the job market for those who can speak another language. It's such a great skill and expands our horizons. For as the philosopher Edmond Duval says, with languages, you are at home anywhere. There will be lots of activities and competitions about the joy of modern foreign languages next week, so please encourage your daughter to participate. Gara míle maith, or as we say in Irish, thank you. This Friday, the 26th of September, we will have a whole school Macmillan coffee morning at break. And it's to raise funds for this very worthy charity, which is so close to many of our hearts. There will be the opportunity to buy cake and hot chocolate if coffee is not their thing. We're really grateful to the head girl team and members of the sixth form for organising this for school, with all funds going to Macmillan. Thank you to so many Year 8 and 9 parents for attending the parental information evenings this week. This is just a reminder, our Year 10 parental information evening is on Monday, the 6th of October, starting at 6 p.m. It will give an overview of GCSE and BTEC expectations and will specifically address how you can support your daughter in her English language GCSE, which she will take this academic year in May and June. And it will also go through arrangements for Year 10 work experience. The Year 12 Parental Information Evening will be at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the 7th of October. This will focus on expectations for revision, study habits, and share the plan for the year ahead, including the preparation for UCAS applications. Monday, the 13th of October at 6 p.m. will be the Year 11 Parental Information Evening. This will focus on the exam and intervention schedule and will have support systems and practical workshops to help the girls to succeed in their GCSEs, with their first written exam beginning so soon on the 11th of May 2026. The St. John Henry Newman competition has been launched in RE lessons. The winning pupils will have the opportunity to have a private tour of St. John Henry Newman's rooms, which will be such a privilege to learn more about the soon-to-be Doctor of the Church. If your daughter is an altar server or would like to be an altar server, please ask her to email or see Alejandra, our lay chaplain. Please encourage her to take up this wonderful spiritual leadership. It does not matter if she's not been an altar server before, as they will have their day of retreat and training and prayer at the Oratory in October. And now for section number 4, Just One Thing. And I'm delighted that two members of our head girl team are going to share with you just one thing that parents can do to help their daughters settle in and be successful in their studies.
Hello, my name is Ruby and I'm currently studying A-levels, History, Geography and RE. My one thing for all students this year would be to get organised and establish a clear routine as soon as possible. The last thing you want is to stress yourself out when homework starts to pile up and you get closer to exams. Having a routine that works for you will help you throughout life, not just within school. It will also help you to reduce stress and stay on top of your work rather than constantly trying to catch up with it.
Hi, my name is Ria and I study English Literature, Psychology and Biology. I think getting into the rhythm of study isn't about just working non-stop. It's about building small habits that add up. Starting with short sessions, setting clear goals and cutting out distractions, you can repeat that daily and it becomes automatic. You can also find the best time of day, stick to it, and remember that consistency works better over motivation.
So thank you very, very much indeed to Ruby and to Ria. I am absolutely certain your future universities are going to be totally blessed in and by you. Thank you very much indeed. And so to our final section of prayer. I would like to end this podcast with the thoughts of Saint Padre Pio, whose feast we celebrate next Tuesday, the 23rd of September. I always carry his beautiful and powerful words in my heart when he said, "Pray, hope, and don't worry. Worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear your prayer." So let's take a moment to bring before our merciful Lord anything that is worrying or troubling us. Let's also take the time to bring our great girls before God, so that they may have peace and hope in their hearts for the academic year ahead. And let's pray for the wisdom and the grace to take Padre Pio at his word, to always pray, hope, and not worry. And so I conclude this podcast with a really pertinent and relevant prayer that was sent to me at the beginning of this academic year and which has brought me great inspiration. God of our past, our present, and our future. God of our dreams, our designs, and our decisions. Be love in us as we journey through this new school year. Be our inner vision that we may see life through your eyes. Be our inner hearing that we may listen well for your call. Be our inner judgment so that we may discern clearly that which gives life, promotes growth, and nurtures love. As we move into this school year, fill us with hope and abiding trust that you dwell in us, so that in both joy and sorrow, we radiate hope. Amen. Thank you so much for all of your great support. We really do appreciate all your kindness and affirmation. Have a great weekend and well done to our great girls on continuing to make such a great start to the year, exemplifying that I'm a St. Paul's girl and there's nothing I cannot achieve.